2 Timothy, preach the word. Be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season word.
Thank you, Lord. I say thank you. I thank you, Lord. Because Jesus made a way out of no way to turn my midnight into day. He loosens my shackles and he set me free. That's what Jesus has done for me. And I say thank you. Thank you, Lord. I say thank you. I thank you, Lord. 'Cause Jesus woke me up early this morning, and I was close in my right mind. He didn't let me sleep too late. The Lord woke me up right on time, and I say thank you. I could have been there when I came through. The church was on fire with the Holy Ghost too. I know for myself that I've been changed. The angels in heaven done signed my name. And I say thank you. I thank you, Lord. And I say thank you. I thank you, Lord. And I say thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. And I say thank you. I thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you for all you've done. Oh, he's a mighty good God. He's a mighty good God. I tell you, he's a mighty good God. He woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. He gave you the activity of your limbs. He kept you from danger, seen all seen. Oh, he made a way out of no way when you couldn't see your way. I tell you, the Lord made a way. He went before you. He went before you. He's going to continue to be before you. You just got to trust him and believe him. Oh, he'll give you showers. Showers, I tell you, showers of blessings. Showers you never thought you would have. Oh, he's a mighty good God. I tell you, he's a mighty good God. Oh, you ought to give him some glory. You ought to give him some praise. And I say, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. And I say, thank you. I thank you, Lord. And I say, thank you.
those sanctified hands together this morning. Oh, come on, we can do a little bit better than that. If you know he's sweet, if you know he's good, if you know he's faithful, we thank God for being all that he is, all that he does, all that we are to him, and all that he is to us. We bless God on this day. You may be seated in the presence of God. Amen. Good morning to all of you. What a blessing it is to be amongst the living in the land of the dying, where God has said yes to us living and being here once again. To God be the glory. I said to God be the glory for the things he has done. For all of us can testify he has done great things. Great things. Amen. We thank God for his presence, and we thank God for your presence here with us this morning. Thank you for being our worship partners as we come to celebrate the goodness of Almighty God. Amen. We are so privileged today to introduce our speaker. The Lord laid on our heart to ask this mighty man of God to come and share with this body of believers today. And we know that whenever God directs, God will also protect, and God will anoint, and God will provide. Amen. Amen. He is no stranger to any of us. We thank God for the calling on his life. He is my brother beloved. You want to get in trouble with me, bother him. He is my brother beloved. We have been through some journeys and battles together, and I'm just privileged to call him not a friend, because this thing goes deeper than friendship. He is indeed my brother, and we thank God for him. He's a wonderful husband and dedicated father. He's an educator. He's a coach. He's a child of God. And he's also the assistant pastor of the Mount Pilgrim Baptist Church in Clarence, Louisiana. Amen. 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 He holds his father's arms up and takes that job with great seriousness. And you want to get in trouble with him, mess with his daddy. Amen. We thank God for Pastor King, our father, in the ministry. Amen. And to all the Mount Pilgrim family who have come to share, thank you for fellowship with us today. Thank you for coming and supporting your man of God and supporting your ministry. It says a lot of you. It says a lot of them that you will take. You know, normally this is in our history, our tradition, this is our day off, fifth Sunday. And so we thank God that we're still in the house of God. God is still moving, even on a fifth Sunday morning. Amen. And we're going to allow him to come as he's been led by the Holy Spirit. I believe there's a song that's going to be played. Next speaking voice you'll hear will be that of my brother, my friend, Reverend James Byron King, associate pastor. Will you stand on your feet and just thank God for him to receive him as he prepares to come? Come on. If you're excited about God's word this morning, are you excited about what God has for you this morning? Amen. 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 You may be seated. God bless you.
Are you ready to let it make room for you? Are you willing to make room? So I want you to get into this song before we get into the word. Make room. Make room.
Jesus, you're my number one.
Is he know your number one?
Jesus, you're my number
one. Thank you, Lord.
So I will.
I'll make room for you. I know one thing, I can't do it without you, God. I can't make it without you. So if I'm trying to do it by myself, I'm going to fall short. But I got to make room. I got to clear all this clutter out. I got to clear my mind. I got to clear my heart. I got to clear my thought process. I got to make room for you. I got to give you some time. I got to let you in my heart. I got to let you in my walk. I got to let you in my talk. I got to let you in my spirit, God. I got to let you be who you going to be in my life, God. I got to make room for you. Oh, thank you, God. I don't know about y'all. We come to praise him today. We come to lift up the name of Jesus. I will. I move it over, God. I move that over, God. I move that anger. I move that strife. I move that envy. I move that hatred. I move it over so love can take place. So your love. So your, oh, thank you, God. I will make room for you. You can move it over. My job, you can move it over. God, you can move my wife over because I love you first and foremost. You can move it over, God. You can move my kids over, God, because I love you first. You can move my friends over. You can move the house note. You can move the bills. You can move it all over, God, because I come and give it to you right now. I give you this space right now. I let you reign supreme in my life. Just let move it over right now. Thank you, God. Make room. I want to seek you right now, God. I want to feel you right now. I want to just touch you right now, God. You're just awesome in my life, God. I don't know about y'all. It's been a long week, and I can come right now to praise him. Because there's some stuff in me right now that ain't right, but I got to move it over. Because God is still working in my life. He's still protecting me. I don't know about y'all. Y'all must have had an easy seat this week. It must have been all good for y'all. It must have been perfect every day. The sun came up. Everything was all right. When the sun went down, it was still perfect. Well, I'm going to tell you in my life, when the sun went up, the hell started. Oh, hell started. But I tell you what, my God said, you just walk with me. If you just go with me, I'll still protect you. I'll hold you. So I ain't got no choice but to make room for him.
I find space for my treasure. I make time for
God, we come to you right now just thanking you, praising you, lifting your name on high. Letting you know that you have it all right now. We're asking that you decrease me and you ever so much increase so your word can go forth. Nothing about James Byron, but it's all about Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior right now. Let your word come out as it will, Heavenly Father. Let it touch and pierce hearts. Let it be what you want it to be, dear Heavenly Father, on this day, at this time, and right now in this moment. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank him right now. We thank this wonderful, my brother, this man of God for letting us come into his house, stand on his podium, and speak to his people. I thank my overseer right there, my father, my pastor, for allowing me to come. I thank my church family for coming with me for support. I thank my wife for 23 years for just standing behind me. All the hell I might have put her through, but she's still standing behind me. She's still holding me up. See, every time I get ready to fall, she's right there to pick me up. I thank God for my helpmate. I thank my daughters for being here with me. Oh, it's a wonderful experience to be in this house today. Oh, it's a great experience. I'm telling you, it's something about this place. Right here, the New Zion Baptist Church in Winfield. It's something about this place, y'all. God wants y'all to know y'all are this beacon. It's up to y'all to start being the light. The hatred, the backbiting, the stab, it got to go away because God ready to start bringing something in here right now. So with that going on, you can't do that. When the sinner walk in the hospital, he need to see the helpers at the door. He don't need to see the what? The patients and the people that's working here fighting. He need to see what? He need to see what? That what is help on the way. Oh, come on, y'all. God is ready to deliver if y'all ready to stand. Amen. Amen. We're going to be looking at John. And we ain't going to be before you long. We're going to get up here. We're going to give you what God gave. We're going to get out your way. Like Coach said, Pastor said, I'm sorry, I'm so used to calling him Coach and Buddy. That's Pastor. I'm sorry, forgive me. Pastor, it's Fifth Sunday. In our community, hey, that's a time of rest. But see, God say, I don't sleep. I need your praise and worship on Fifth Sunday the same you give me on First Sunday. So we got to be into it. We come from John 11, and we're going to skip around a little bit. We're going to read 1 through, you just bear with me, 1 through 7. Then we're going to hit 17, 35, and 44 through 43. And we're gonna give it to you, and then we're going to get out your way. Amen, amen. Is everybody ready? Ready for the word. Amen. John 11 and 1 reads, a man named Lazarus was sick. He lived in Bethany with his sister Mary and Martha. This is the Mary who later poured the expensive perfume on the Lord's feet and wiped them with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was sick, so the two sisters sent a message to Jesus telling him, Lord, your dear friend is very sick. But when Jesus heard about it, he said, Lazarus, sickness will not end in death. You ought to be shouting right there. His sickness will not end in death. No, it happened for the glory of God, so that the Son of God received glory from this. So although Jesus loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, he stayed where he was for the next 2 days. Finally, he said to the disciples, let's go back to Judea. 17, when Jesus arrived at Bethany, he was told that Lazarus had already been in his grave for 4 days. 35, then Jesus wept. 43 through 44, then Jesus shouted, Lazarus, come out. And the dead man came out. And his hands and feet were bound in grave clothes, his face wrapped in a head cloth. Jesus told him, unwrapped him, and let him go. May God add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and readers of his word. Grass wither, flower faded, but the word of God will stand forever. And for a topic today, what you just praised to, make room. Make room. Make room. See, when we look at this, I think we get a negative connotation about death. We think when we die, that's the end. Well, see, Jesus is bringing new life about in this passage. The death brought about life, all right? So it started off that what? Mary and Martha knew Lazarus was sick, so they sent word to Jesus. And Jesus, knowing that what? This is the moment that what? The glory of for the Son will be what? Revealed. I done did other miracles, but this one here, this might top the charts right here. This one here might take me to an all new level, you know, so everybody will recognize what I'm doing. So in your life, when it seems like you're dying and you seem like you're out, know that Jesus is still with you, still with you. But see, he ain't letting you get the glory. It's for his glory. See, when we go through stuff, we want people to feel sorry for us, pat us on the back. So what? I can get that glory, and I can be lifted up. Well, I'm sick now. I'm feeling down. I'm feeling out. And yeah, but hey, you can't pray with me, and you lifted me up. Well, no, it's the name of Jesus that lifted you up. See, that's what we're trying to get to. The glory all goes to who? God. The glory goes to God, not to man, but to God. So in this moment, Jesus, he's just like, man, I can't go right now. I got to make it real so they really understand. So understand, patience is a virtue. We laugh at Mount Pilgrim because we ask Pastor King something. When we ask him, it might be a day. It might be 3 days. Or it might be 30 minutes later before he answers. But he always stop and look because he assessing the situation. He's not rushing into it. like we do. People tell us something. Hey, especially somebody text you with some gossip. Oh, let me call them and tell them what it is right now before you even know the whole situation. You done went left field and got yourself out there in the water, and the other person sitting there just laughing saying, I told you that what was going to happen. I'm going to put my buddy here on and let him, kind of like what he do me when I be cold. He be like, let him have it, buddy. Go, give it to him. And then when it go down, he sit back, yeah. So you see, so that's how I go right there. You see, we so rushed to make decisions. But look at Jesus. Jesus said, no. I know Lazarus sick. That's my friend. I love him. But I can't be in a hurry. I can't be in a rush right now. Because, see, his death is going to bring about the glory. See, if he would have ran to them, they would have said, oh, look at the magic. See, believers would have turned to non-believers. Non-believers would have stayed non-believers. But see, Jesus trying to convert and let you know that what I am, the living God, I am the one who my Father sent to what? To save all you. So he tarried for two more days. So when the problems come in your life, understand that Jesus is still working. Jesus is still working. But see, we get so impatient. We get so just caught up in the moment to where we try to take over what Jesus is trying to do. We try to what? Instill our own self into the puzzle. I ain't no chess player. But see, we in our life, we playing checkers, but Jesus playing chess. See, he patiently waiting to see where that bishop need to go. Oh, to see where the king need to go. See, he ain't just making no hasty move so you can, you know how when you play checkers, see how we all play checkers, and somebody blow you for your hop because you were so impatient, they baited you in. See, that was Satan trying to do. He's trying to bait you in to make a hasty move, but Jesus said, just wait on me and be a little patient. I got your back, but see, you trying to override the situation. You're trying to override what I'm trying to do so God can get the glory and you can live once again. So he didn't just run to Lazarus. He waited. He waited patiently. Stayed and waited. And then he finally told his disciples what? Let's go to Judea. But he knew in the 17th verse, in his arrival, Lazarus was already. He was already. We got to die, y'all. We got to die to live again. And I'm talking about right here on earth. So you got to let this stuff go. You got to let this hatred go. You got to let this anger go. You got to let this backbiting go. I got to let me talking about somebody else and just constantly stirring up mess. I got to let it go. I got to let that die in me so that I can live again. But the problem with that is we so comfortable in that we don't want to let it go. We don't want to make room for God, because that means if God coming in the building, he doing some cleaning up. Yeah, see, if Jesus coming in, that means he doing some spring cleaning on the inside of you. But see, we don't want that to happen. We want to what? Keep a little piece of that backbite. I want to keep a little piece. So when you know how I go, you know, don't make me lose my religion, because I can go back and revert back to who I was. I can tell you all about yourself. But see, Jesus said, you got to let all that go, because I don't want to know what they were. I want you to show them who you are in me right now. But can you make room for him? So many times, we too busy and we so cluttered that he can't even get in. He can't even get in. So even though he waited the 2 days before he went, he's still waiting to get in. He's still knocking at the door of your heart saying, I'm here. I'm ready. I'm available. Will you let me in? Will you let me do something with you? Will you let me try to clean you up? And you instead of saying, one more second, I got to tell sister so-and-so about herself. I got to tell brother so-and-so about himself. Just one more time, God. And then that one more time turned to another time. That another time turned to another time. And before you know it, you're still in that hellish place that you was in. And God said, I'm still knocking at your heart. I'm ready for you to let that stuff die so I can clean you up again. So So he already knew Lazarus dead. He knew the task at hand. He knows the task in your life. He know when you're going through. He know exactly how to deal with it. But will you make room and let him deal with it? No, we don't want to make room. I want you to be on time, God, when I need you to. But when I'm in my wrongness, I don't need you right now, God. I can clean it up. I can fix it. I don't think I want to deal with how you gonna do it, because that makes me want to what? Have to leave some stuff behind. When you spring clean, if you really do a good cleaning, that means you got to get rid of some stuff in order to see the new stuff that's coming in. Maybe that'll help you right there. You got to clean some stuff out for some new stuff to come in. But see, how we want to live is, I want the old stuff and the new stuff. Well, God said that ain't going to mix. I can't have the old man, and I'm trying to bless with the new man. See, that ain't going to mix. So ain't nothing I can do. All I can still do what is still wait at the door trying to let you clean it out. See, what you don't realize is you got to do something too. You got to be willing to let some stuff go. You got to be willing to hear from God. You got to be willing to trust and believe in what he's doing for you. I'm almost out y'all way, but we're going to eat good today. Now, so now we're at 17. He already know he's dead. He walking into the city. He walking in. I see Mary. I see Martha. I know why you crying. I kind of understand it, but why everybody else crying? So Jesus, he began to weep. Why did Jesus weep? One, because he feels our pain. He feels our pain. He feels what we're going through. He's sympathetic to our cause. That's why he's our Lord and Savior. That's why we turn it all over to him. But two, he's weeping every day because we don't trust him. He walked in, I see Mary and Martha weeping, but Martha already told you this ain't the case. Lazarus ain't going to die. He going to live again. So why, ye of little faith, are you not trusting me? See, in our lives, he's weeping right now because we don't have no trust and belief in it. We get the word, and we walk out the door with nothing. Let me say that again. We get the word. It's delivered. I know Pastor Ham delivering the word. I know Pastor King delivering the word. I know the ministers delivering the word. But we get it, and then we walk out of here just as empty as we came. Because you don't trust and believe what he's doing. So Jesus is sitting on the right-hand side of his Father every day, 24/7, 365. For all eternity, saying, Father, just one more chance. You don't think he weeping because we sitting down here just tearing it up down here? You don't think he weeping? He ain't crying. He weeping. That means it's a soft cry. Just, Father, just hold off on them, Father. Just give them one more chance, Father. I know they know, Father, but just one more. Just a little more grace, Father. Just another portion of mercy, Father. Just a little bit more. I know that they know it's going to work for their good. You bless them numerous of times, Father. They know what you'll do for them, but they're going to start to trust you. They're going to start to trust you just a little bit. They're going to start to believe in you a little bit. But every time we're failing them, because when the mountain arises and it's supposed to be moved, we looking at the mountain saying it's too big to be moved. Well, my Father, to say, what if the mountain's there, just speak at it and it will be removed. But how many of us really trust and believe in that? Faith the size of the grain of a mustard seed, that's real small. So that's telling me, if I believe in the word, I trust in what my Father gonna do, something good gonna happen. You got to trust the timeline, because he could be preparing you for something, and you got to take you through something to get to the point where you need to be ready for the major obstacle that's right there. But we don't trust the timeline. See, the world outside them doors said, what? Everything quick. Everything quick. Ain't no more what? Well-cooked meals is in the microwave. I can go to McDonald's. I can go to Burger King. I can get it my way. Not the way it should be, but I can get it my way. Whatever Burger King say, you can have it your way. But Jesus saying, trust my way. God saying, trust my way. It might seem hard right now, but if you just make it through the storm, the sun will shine. That's what he's saying right now. And that's what Jesus, that's why he's weeping. Because he see our unfaithfulness. He see our disbelief. He see that we won't trust him in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. That means from the itty-bitty thing to the great big thing. In all our ways, acknowledge thee. When you wake up, I trust you, God. And when I go to bed, I trust you, God. When I stumble and fall, I trust you, God. When I dust my knees up, I trust you, God. When I'm sitting on my back and I'm looking up and I'm laying in the mud, I'm wallowing in my mess, I trust you, God. I understand what you're doing for me. I know that you can pick me up. I know that you can turn me to a 180 and I can go in a different direction. But what we want to do is lay and wall in the mess. Lay and wall in it and say, hey, Jesus, can you help me now? But I don't want to do nothing for myself. I don't trust that you will pick me up. He wept. He wept. He wept. But see, thank be to God that he's a man of his word. Oh, thank you, God. Thanks be to God that he ain't a liar. Thanks be to God that he don't gossip behind your back and tell you one thing and do another. Thanks be to God that he's straightforward. When he tell you something, it's going to happen. I see y'all weeping. I see y'all crying. But I'm a man of my word as he walked to him. As he walked to the tomb where it said in 43, he says what? Then he shouted, oh, thank you, God. Lazarus, come out. And the dead man came out. So he's telling you right now, if you let some stuff die in your life, he's standing at the tomb telling you, come on out. Come on out. I got something for you. If you make room for me and let that stuff die, I'm standing at the door, at the tomb, and I'm hollering in, Byron, come on out. Come on out a new man. Come on out a different person. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. But once again, we don't want to come out. 1 second, God. 1 second. Send his last text to him. Let me get it out. It's like me. I work out every morning, and I'm saying, this the last donut. But what I did this morning, I bought some more donuts. So it ain't gonna work. So all my God can do, all Jesus can do, is just stand at the tomb. He can shout all he want. You gotta come out. You got to come out. When you make room for him, that means I'm opening the door for him to come into my life. I'm finna let this stuff that's been hindering me, that's been holding me up, I'm finna let it die. I'm finna, what, bury it. I ain't getting the shovel and going back. I'm breaking the shovel. I'm burying it more than 6 feet deep. If I know I got a problem and it's going to really hinder me, guess what? I got to dig a little deeper. My grave might not be deep as Coach Mack's grave. Coach Mack's grave might be up here because he's better than me. My grave might have to go 12 feet deep. So I can't get back to it. So stop judging what everybody else is doing. Just understand that you're ready to come out your own tomb. Look how he ended right here. Look at how he ended. He says what? And the dead man came out, and his hands and feet were bound. See, you was bound in this mess. You was bound in it. It had you hemmed up. It had you where you couldn't even move. See, when they died back there, they wrapped them up. Wrapped them up so they wouldn't move. So they'll know without a shadow of a doubt that they threw. They out of here. Zeroed out. But this man got up and was bound. He was bound. So do you see the goodness and the graces of God? He stood a dead man up. So you don't think if you dead in your life, he'll stand you up and let you live again? And why you wrapped up? But look what Jesus said. With his face wrapped and his head closed, Jesus told him, unwrap him and let him go. So Jesus telling you today, unwrap, 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 and let's go. Unwrap, unwrap what you got around you. Unwrap that sin. Unwrap that filthiness. Unwrap that all that. And let's go. And let's go. Let's come out of this thing. Let's shed them grave clothes. Let's live again. Because you done made room for me. I'm here. I'm available. I'm knocking at the door. I'm trying to come in. Now shed it so I can get in. We got to unwrap, church. We got to unwrap ourselves. We got to let all that stuff go. We got to let the walls of the world go. We got to let all that stuff that was Satan trying to put in front of and dangle in front of. We got to kick it out of our vision. We got to be looking straight forward. We got to say, I'm unwrapped. I done died. I ain't going back that way. And I'm living for my God now. We got to get out these grave clothes. They're holding us down. See, when we bound, how can I make room? When I'm bound, when I'm shackled, how can I make room? But who's the only one that can break the shackles? It's you. It's you yourself. So he's telling you, break the shackles. Unbound yourself. Unwound yourself. Give it over, and I'll lead you where you need to be. Thank you, Lord. The grave clothes have no place with us anymore, y'all. New Zion, the grave clothes have no place for you anymore. He's telling you to unwrap. Unwrap. Don't worry about what the rest of Winfield going to say. He said unwrap. Unwrap. And walk. And walk. And minister. And grow. Pull in those who don't look like they should be in. Be multicultural, New Zion. That's what he's saying. Grow. It don't matter what color they in that coming through the door. Long as they what? Want to what? Be saved and be Holy Ghost filled? It don't matter. It don't matter what they say. It don't matter how they say it. He's saying what? I need this to be the beacon of light. So unwrap yourself. Unwrap yourself from all those old ways, all those old thoughts. Unwrap yourself and accept the new life that I have for you. Accept the growth that I have for you. Accept the walk that I got for you. Walk these streets. Walk this community. Testify. Let people know where you've been. I was standing there winning more. I had that 40. But guess what God did? He healed me. He saved me. He brought me in. And he can do the same for you. Gotta shed them, y'all. And we can't be ashamed of them. We can't be ashamed of them. But see, Jesus, he was already foreshadowing. He knew what was coming. Because what was coming next? His sacrifice. He said, I gave you one, but you really don't want to hold on to it. You really don't want to trust it. You really don't want to believe it. So you know what I'll do? When they said, let Barabbas go free, this was the plan. Because I had to what? Go on, do it for you. I had to go and do it for you. When I'm walking up Calvary Hill, I had to go and do it for you. Because I knew I had to set your grave clothes free. You really didn't want to, but I'm going to make it where they're going to come off you now. When they put him on the cross, they put the nail in the right hand, put the nail in the left hand. He said, that's okay. I'm setting your grave clothes free. When he put the nail in their feet, he said, that's all right. I'm setting your grave clothes free. Guess what, though, what he said? He said they was down there gambling. He said, that's all right. That's all right, because I'm still up here saving. When you want to look at me, you can be in my Father's house. But then somebody said, you know what? Let's go on and take him out. He up there. He hanging. This the man they say, let's go and show him. He said, no, 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 no. For this reason I came. I give it up myself. And he laid down and put his head in his locker. Oh, and he gave it up. But that wasn't it, y'all. That wasn't it, y'all. They took him down. They put him in a barry tomb. They wrapped him in them grave clothes. They wrapped him. Oh, they wrapped him in them grave clothes. But guess what? 3 days later, when they came to the grave, his grave clothes were already folded. He took them off. He took them off. He shed them. He shed them. He said, I am who I said I am. I am God. I am what? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I ain't gonna stop there. I'm gonna go down. I'm gonna go down through the rocks of hell. And I see the captives. And I'm gracious enough to set them free. I'm gonna set them free. And then he came back. He came back up. And he said, what? Why are you looking at me? Go to work. Because I'm going back to sit by my Father. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. If you can play that song for me, listen to it, because we got to get out these grave clothes, y'all. And we got to start heading in a new direction. We got to realize that it's okay to die. Let this stuff die in us so that we might live again. Oh, Jesus, thank you.
I walked out of my grave clothes and I came out in a new robe.
I walked out of his grave clothes.
Buried there for too long.
Listen to this song, y'all. Let it resonate in you.
The one who has conquered it all.
Thank you, God.
Come alive.
Thank you, God.
He conquered death. Oh, he breathed in me. Dry bones come alive. He conquered death.
And because he did it, I can do it too.
Yes.
When I walked out of my grave clothes,
walked out of,
and I came out in a new road.
Came out
in
a new road. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, now I can lay down. Come alive in the one who has conquered it all.
The one who's conquered it all. See? Oh, feel it. Understand it. That God will conquer anything in your life if you take them old grave clothes off and let him live in your life. Be what he wants you to be.
He breathed in me. He made these dry bones come alive.
These dry bones, these old dead bones, he just breathed on them and they came alive.
I can do it too. Well, I walked out of my grave clothes.
Yeah.
And I came out in a new world.
Yes, Lord.
I was buried there for too long.
Yes, Lord.
And I came out in a new road.
Too long. I can't be buried there for too long. See, y'all don't know my story. Them clothes was heavy, y'all. They had me bound. They had me bound. They had me bound. The drinking, the drugs, all that had me bound. The not want to be faithful to my wife, they all had me bound. But God said, I got more for you. And he put me in that grave, and I was willing to die. And I said, if I die right now, I'll live for you. And now I'm living for him. I don't have no remorse for taking them grave clothes off, because I know I got a father. I know I got a brother that's walking with me, that's pushing me. When I fall down, when I get ready to make a mistake, they with me. They correct me. They say, you took them grave clothes off. Don't go put them back on. I thank you, God. I thank you for holding me up. I thank you for securing me. See, my story ain't like your story. My story might look all good, but hey, it was bad, y'all. It was bad, but I thank God. I thank God for putting me in that grave, for burying that old man, for putting it deep in the ground. Now he can't come back because I'm looking up. See, I ain't looking back. I ain't looking down. I'm looking up. I'm looking forward to where I gotta go.
Came out in a new road. I was buried there for too long.
to me. You're a healer. You're my friend. Hey, yeah, yeah.
Listen, you are my words. You are my brains. You are the essence of your name. Truly I heard your voice, your call.
You're my best. bless your name. That no one compares, no, no one by far. You are my worship, that's who you are to me.
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you, and if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek service, and senior missions and patrons meeting. 6 o'clock Thursday, Sunday school and teachers meeting. God bless you and keep you. May he lift up your countenance and give you peace until we meet again. We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you, and if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek service, and senior missions and patrons meeting. 6 o'clock Thursday, Sunday school and teachers meeting. God bless you and keep you. May he lift up your countenance and give you peace until we meet again.
This is KAYTF.